Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spot, man. I don't want to get him in trouble.
No, we need to know the answers here.
But we will talk to Jason Fitz when we come back. Jason and John, 93 FM, ESPN.
Data message rates apply, national contest. It's radio.com cash time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
Code word this hour is street for the 1 p.m. hour, just rolling over the top of the 1 o'clock hour. Street, S-T-R-E-E-T. Text the word street to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Grab your cell phone if you're at work or in the car. Be careful, don't text and drive, but pull over and text the word street, S-T-R-E-E-T. 72881. All right, you got $1,000 if you win. You have up until 2 o'clock to text STREET to 72881, and we got a fresh code word for you coming up at 2 o'clock.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
What's going on, Memphis? This is John Martin. And listen, you may have wondered what it takes to enjoy 20 years of strong business in Memphis like the Blue Monkey has. Well, let me tell you, it takes hot wing rolls and a commitment to providing a great product and great customer service. And that's exactly what they do at the Blue Monkey each and every day. The good folks over at the Blue Monkey, they are celebrating 20 whole years this October. And here's what they want to do. They want to thank all of Memphis for their loyal support with a very special thank you to all the team members who have worked so hard and contributed so much in the last 20 years. So go ahead and mark your calendars right now. It's going to be a huge party celebrating 20 years of the Blue Monkey happening around Halloween. I'll have details as we get closer. Between now and then, two locations, downtown and midtown. Check out the menu online, bluemonkeymemphis.com.
Live team trivia and karaoke every Wednesday and Thursday. Bring a team and win some green. Live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown Friday night. Free World on Saturday, Young Petty Thieves.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. One of the most common and life-altering injuries that we see after a car crash is a herniated disc. Often it causes a lifetime of care, injections, and surgeries. A life where the most simple enjoyments become painful struggles. But insurance companies often refuse to pay for these injuries. They say disc herniation is no big deal, but we know the truth. We know how life-altering a disc herniation can be. We've won millions of dollars for clients with disc herniation because we know how devastating these injuries really are. If you have a herniated disc after a car crash, call us. You can reach us by dialing pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Pound law, that's all. It's easy to remember and even easier to get in touch with us. If you're injured in a car crash or at work, call us. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
At Sport Clips Haircuts, we're on a mission to help our veterans with their education. In 2013, we established the VFW Sport Clips Help a Hero Scholarship Program. With the help of your generous donations, we've raised over $6 million and awarded more than 1,400 scholarships across the country. Visit Sport Clips today and help a hero. And on Veterans Day, November 11th, Sport Clips will donate an additional dollar for every haircut we give. Help us continue this honorable mission.
This is happening. Our busy company's buzzing like the hornet's nest in the tree outside. Then Tina walks in.
We've got a projections problem, Brian. Management's given us crazy numbers to hit and not enough crew to handle it.
I spring into action like a human hornet and jump on Upwork. I book a team of remote freelance pros, each ready to start immediately. And those projections, with Upwork, this is happening. Hey, Tina, want to get lunch?
Thanks, but there's hornets outside.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
So by now, I'm sure you've heard me talk about my man, Dr. Keith Amadeo at Collierville Weight Loss. He is the best in Memphis if you want to get results. Over at Collierville Weight Loss, they now have a brand new body contouring laser light program that he uses with all of his weight loss programs. And it is great because there's no downtime, there's no pain, and I know that's important, and you're going to reduce inches fast. Listen, every weight loss program is more than just a scale. And Dr. Keith, he loves helping people avoid diabetes and heart disease, and this is one of the great ways to do it. Everybody's different. Dr. Keith's going to learn about you. He's going to get what you exactly need for your program. So if you want a no-charge evaluation, right now is the time to get started. There's no crazy diets. There's no surgery. There's no pills, and there's no excessive exercise. All you got to do is give him a call, 901-221-8964. Mention my name, John Martin, to get 10% off. That's 901-221-8964. And if you have a health savings account or a Flex savings account, Kyrova Weight Loss does accept both. Now that we're close to the end of the year, it's a perfect time to use these towards your weight loss program. So give them a call today, 901-221-8964, or visit them on the web, CarnivalWeightLoss.com.
You value the safety of your family, especially when in your car. The Volvo XC90 has received numerous awards for its safety ratings, making it the natural choice for you and your family. Volvo Cars of Memphis has the safest cars on the road today and at a price you can afford. Volvo Cars of Memphis has served Memphis with an unmatched quality of service. You expect the best price, the best service, and the safest cars at Volvo Cars of Memphis. Drive safe. Drive a Volvo. From Volvo Cars of Memphis.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Wellness. It's important. Why not feel better with a therapeutic massage from Massage Envy? Not only can massage therapy for men alleviate stress and tension, it's also been shown to relieve neck and back pain, reduce heart rate and high blood pressure, and improve athletic performance. Massage Envy offers deep massages, deep muscle therapy, aromatherapy. So take care of yourself and call Massage Envy today at one of the four convenient Memphis locations, Midtown, Germantown, Collierville, and Cordova. Visit MassageEnvy.com to find your most convenient location. Appointments now available.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Exciting times in Memphis. No question about that. Jason Fitz joins us every single Monday around this time. He joins now. Let's get it.
It's ESPN's Jason Fitz. And hear him now live with Jason and John.
Fitz, what is going on, brother?
I'm just living that dream. How y'all doing?
Well, the dreams are alive once
dreaming
again.
About you and game day.
I don't know if we're dreaming about you exactly. Maybe Jason is.
Mm-hmm. I want some Fitzy in Memphis.
But, yes, I think we all do. We all would love to see it. I don't know. Like, what can you tell us about just the process of game day? Like, how a site is chosen, how it's selected? Like, what insight can you lend us, Fitz?
Well, I can't lend you a ton of insight on the powerful people because God knows they don't let me get within 100 feet of them. But I can tell you that the way it works is every week there's a crew of people that are way past my pay grade that take a look at the big games and the best opportunities. And one of the things that's really surprised me, this being my first year with game day, is that it's not always as simple as people think it is. You know, sometimes you look at it and you're like, oh, we're definitely going to go to that game. And every time I think I've got it figured out, I can tell you I'm wrong. That being said, I can tell you that I hear the same rumors, and every week when we come to campus and when we get to the game day site, everybody's talking about it. And, yes, I'm not just saying this because I've been on with you. The conversation of Memphis keeps coming up. I mean, you know, it is on the radar of the people that make these decisions, and they're looking at it. And that means there's at least a fighting chance that, you know, it makes a lot of sense. And if you watch game day, we all watch the SMU feature they did a few weeks ago. I mean, it just makes you think that, man, maybe the stars could align and that it could all work out. Because one thing we've also learned this year and I've seen already is when you go to places that haven't had it before, it's impactful. I mean, that's the thing. When I went down to Gainesville, I mean, no disrespect to Gainesville, it was fine. We hadn't been there since 2012. It was fine. But when we go to places we've never been to, it's electric. And that's something even this weekend going to, you know, we're going to Brookings, South Dakota to go to South Dakota State and, you know, and check out a rivalry we've never been a part of. And that's when I think game day is at its best. And everybody's seeing the power of that right now. So I think there's a better than good chance that, you know, if everybody can win and do what they need to do on y'all's end, I think that Memphis is squarely on everybody's radar.
You know, I don't know if you saw it, Fitz, but I think the local columnist said, you know, tweeted something and had tagged Herb Street, and Herb Street hit back with, hey, let's do it with a couple of fingers crossed. And so that's added to it and added to the, you know, frenzy. But like you said, there's so many steps to it. How big you would know, how big is the crew? Just a logistical question. How many folks do y'all bring in when game day comes to town? How big a production is this thing? What we'd be talking about?
So it reminds me, the way I described it to people when I first started is, imagine setting up Lollapalooza every week.
Wow.
It's that large.
Wow.
I mean, it takes trucks to do it. You know, there's a whole stage set up, and then the they call it the demo field, which is a little side stage that is not little at all. And, you know, then there's a DJ that plays. And, you know, for anyone that doesn't know or hasn't seen the setup, like for me, even personally, I do a countdown with Maria and Pollock. And mm-hmm. then right after that, I stick around for the next 3 hours. And during commercials, I'm part of the DJ, and I basically are there to keep the crowd engaged and try and do fun stuff with the crowd. And, you know, I'm trying to be sort of an interactive on-site host. And no exaggeration when I say it takes hundreds of people to make it happen. It
yeah.
feels a lot like being on tour. And the best crowds have been in the thousands of people that are standing out there that are all just cramming in to be a part of the game day experience. So it's whatever you think it is on TV, I'd say triple it, and that's what it really
wow.
feels like live.
So the bottom line is,
great opportunity.
Fitz, we would not be ridiculous in Memphis to dream of game day.
I think you'd be realistic, too. I mean, I can't say with any inside knowledge. I don't have it, so I don't want anyone to think that I'm giving away trade secrets. But I think it's more than just dreaming. I think that there's a very realistic chance that it can happen. And then that becomes, I mean, when you want to talk about the benefit of – they always put a value on what it means to go into March Madness, and we all understand and respect that, what a long run means. I mean, when you talk about a run to game day, you're talking about hours of a free ad on TV,
mm-hmm.
you know, as you have the opportunity to show your school, you know, at their best. I mean, that's what really is incredible about the game day experience is that it is about the games, yes, but it's also about everything that's happening on that campus and really getting an opportunity to show off what a school can be. And it's an incredible recruiting and monetary opportunity for a school. So, you know, and the other thing I will say is when Herbie puts the fingers crossed emoji,
mm-hmm.
that's real, because what the guys want more than anything, for anybody that thinks that there's some great conspiracy, but the guys want to be around, and the girls and everybody on this crew, is the love of college football. That's what they want. And
yep.
the best stories for that are the places we haven't been where people are just excited to share it. So that's genuine. And you know, there isn't a great sense from people sitting around every week of saying, God, I hope we go to Columbus. I felt like there's been a sense more from people saying, man, I hope we go someplace that is just going to be jacked and excited to actually have us there.
No, it would single-handedly be the best thing that's ever happened to Memphis football. And Fitz, I have a great segment idea for you. There's a brand new land bridge that we're very proud of. You know, there used to be, you know, if a train, there's a railroad track basically in the middle of the campus, and they constructed this land bridge so that you can get to class on time. You know, just get like a Memphis figurehead. You know, just have like a conversation walking across the land bridge, man. Like that, I think that'd be a great segment for you. Just walk across and just enjoy the view from up there, man.
It's got it all planned out for you.
And I'm telling you, like, I'm not even kidding. The first thing that I'll do is talk to y'all and talk to your listeners, because if we're going to have the opportunity to pitch and sell Memphis, then let's do it from people that love the school and love, you know, what it's about. So, you know, as much as we joke about that stuff, I'm all in.
Fitzy, do you bring your instruments every week? Because I've seen you on there. Is that an every week thing? So we could plan on that?
No, it isn't, but it would be in Memphis. I mean, I think we'd have
absolutely.
To go out and sit in somewhere. I'm not going to be around. Like, Memphis is a great music town. I'm not going to be around that and not at least try and sit in somewhere.
Amen, brother.
Night.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's what we would expect and hope from you, brother.
We hope that we certainly do
Big
hope
time.
That the stars align for this, no question about it. Okay,
yeah.
On to the rest of college football this weekend, Fitz. Jared Garantano clearly changed the play and did not do what the play call was on that quarterback sneak there. But did it warrant Jeremy Pruitt's reaction?
It's always such a fine line, you know. There's this whole new school versus old school. I don't think it warranted that reaction, you know. And I know that this is where what happens is Twitter tough guy comes out and says, my high school coach did it to me. we live in a different world today than we did 10 years ago. So I think there has to be some acknowledgement of that from everybody. I don't know the right way to handle it in that moment, but it didn't look or feel good. And that's ultimately, I think, what everybody's sort of uneasy with. And the more I've talked to former players around campus, the more they all say that's about the biggest disrespect you can give a player. And I don't know that that's the way that Jeremy Pruitt should be leading right now for a Tennessee program that's looking for some sort of direction. You know, it didn't feel good to me. I'm torn on it because if you'd asked me that question even a year ago in life, I'd have said, so what? He grabbed his face mask. The more I keep talking to players, the more the people that I've talked around the game, the more they keep saying, man, that's not okay. And, you know, if that's the sense that they have a better sense than I do. So that means I have to be willing to change my mind on it and say it's not okay.
Did you see Lovie Smith? And if you say, I mean, my goodness, whether he looked, we were joking, he looks like Rip Van. Have you ever felt better for a guy? And is it enough to save him, Fitz, beating Wisconsin?
Well, and that's the great question. I mean, should it be enough to save him? Because, I mean, these are the moments you have to ask yourself who you are as a program. And who is Illinois as a program right now? The one thing that they don't really have, and we've talked about the great things that you can get out of identity. That Lovie Smith has this identity. It just hasn't transcended nationally with him at Illinois the way we expected. So, you know, is it an incredible win? Yes. Do we really believe? I mean, this is where we are, right or wrong, as a society. We're going to look at it more as yet again, Wisconsin had the opportunity to get things done, and yet again, they choke in a trap game. And how you can have that happen year in and year out, I'll never understand. So, you know, I don't know. Lovie's got to tie together some real respectable football that is representative of him until we can take that step.
We are, of course, talking to Jason Fitz. You can catch him on Golic and Wingo every morning on 92.9 FM ESPN. You can catch him on College Game Day. He does it all for ESPN. We certainly hope to see him in a couple weeks here in Memphis. Turning to the NFL, Fitz, Titans make the change, a quarterback. They go with Ryan Tannehill, and they get a win. Are the two things related, or was this just sort of a correlation? It just so happened to be a disappointing Chargers team, just so happened to be a win for the Titans. Like, where do you come down on how much you believe in the quarterback change being the reason why the Titans won the game?
The only thing I can say that I will give credit to is the offensive line played a little better. I still don't think the offensive line is good enough for the Titans, but I wonder if the change was the eye-opening thing that could help them play with a better sort of spirit and better energy, because that was a different version of, you know, all the guys up front. So that gave Tannehill a little bit more opportunity. But ultimately, this isn't a great Chargers team that they beat. And I have to stress that to people. This isn't what it meant to beat the Chargers even 2 years ago, or what we thought the Chargers were going to be this year.
Absolutely.
This is a bad top 10. And it's a top 15, let's say top 12 pick in the draft this year coming for the Chargers. All the Titans did was win a game that, frankly, they should have won, in my mind. So I think it's going to take more for Ryan Tannehill to actually prove anything. We're just jumping on it because it's easy to jump on.
Who's the best team in the NFC, Fitzy? It feels like you've got a lot of choices and maybe more than one answer. Maybe that's right. You got Saints, Packers, Niners are sitting there undefeated. Who would you take in the NFC?
Well, you know, if you'd asked me last week, I said the Seahawks, and then I didn't think they looked tight at all against the Ravens. They just didn't look clean at all, I should say, against the Ravens. So, you know, I have to look around now and say, okay, well, what the Saints are doing, like, are the Saints the best team in the NFC today? No. Will they be by the end of the year? I mean, they just beat a Bears team without Alvin Kamara, Jared Cook, and Drew Brees. How many teams can do that?
Yep.
So, you know, so I have to look at the Saints and say that they are playing like they are going to be the best team in the NFC. You know, but at the end of the day, I mean, the version of Aaron Rodgers we saw yesterday, would you bet against that?
Dangerous to do that.
I don't know. I think that there are viably two or three teams that can all stake their claim, and whichever one each of us says is the answer is probably sort of right and sort of wrong all at once.
Yeah. The Dallas Cowboys, Fitz, I mean, they made a little bit of a statement, I would say, yesterday. Obviously, to start the year 3-0 and then to lose three straight, but a divisional game, and that was never really even close. What did we learn from, I guess, about the Dallas Cowboys from last night?
This is going to sound like I'm harsher than I mean it to sound, I promise. But we learned that they can feast on an Eagles secondary that is just hot garbage right now. I mean, I'm not – it sounds like I'm taking away from their win, and I am. I get it. But did you watch that game and feel like the Cowboys were spectacular, or the Eagles were just constantly stepping on themselves? I mean, that was a version of Carson Wentz we haven't seen.
Yeah.
So I'm a little stunned by the way Carson laid that egg in that game. I mean, inexcusable for a quarterback that is as good as he is to do that. But I don't, I'm just, it's tough for me to make some sort of long-term proclamation about the Cowboys. And I think it's fair to at least come back and say, hey, what the Cowboys need to do before they can get national respect on a week in and week out level is play with consistency, coach with consistency. And until they do that, what are we buying into? This is still an inconsistent football team until they string it together for a few weeks.
No doubt. Hey, Fitz, we always appreciate the time, and we hope that by the time that we're talking and doing this segment again next week, that you're headed to Memphis. That is our hope.
I'm coming into the studio with donuts.
Oh, no, we're taking care of you. Now you've done too much for us. We'll have the donuts. We'll have the donuts, brother.
That's exactly right, man. Just bring
it. I'm rooting for you in the room. I'm going to do everything I can. I'm just going to say, look, guys, I got this covered.
Thank you, boss.
And you know
you
what?
You are the man.
We believe in you, Fitz. Bring it home, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Fitz.
Yep.
Our brother.
He is Jason Fitz. You got to be encouraged by what he said, don't you?
Heck, yes.
I don't know if he's in the room, but it sounds like he's outside the room at least, and like he can kind of hear what's going on, and so maybe he can like say, you know, he gets it. Fitz gets it. Fitz is a friend of the city and the program.
He's a big part of that show now. Like he said, he's typically sometimes he's the guy getting the crowd hype, and he's done it with that fiddle, John Martin, and I'm excited to hear that we would have a chance to hear Fitzy on that fiddle. Because, my gosh, John, have you ever heard him?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I hear him every – that's his fiddle every time you know.
Is it?
Is that his fiddle?
No.
Oh, that's not
– actually not his fiddle, John.
Not his fiddle.
Wow, you put on somebody else's fiddle.
The idea – it's a fiddle. It's good fiddling, but we haven't heard Fitzy, and certainly not Fitzy in person. Can you imagine getting some of that in the studio?
Play any Ban Perry song, and that was his fiddle, yeah.
The man is a beast on the fiddle.
What was the big Ban Perry song, When I Die Young?
When I Die Young.
This is a man trained at Juilliard.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Yes.
If you can sing me one line from the Ban Perry song, I will give you $500.
Now that does it.
Jason, can you do it?
I wish I had something for you. I'd take that nice little lick for my birthday since I didn't get nothing from you except a damn tweet.
Maybe that's
that
what we should
be
do.
Thanking
is
you
a good
for.
Tweet?
When Fitz comes in studio, we will give you the script for the songs, and you can sing. You know, maybe Jason sings along with him in a company.
Well, hell, I mean, Caucus does it every year. He gets the whole damn band in
here. The only fiddling I really know, old Jay Smooth, but what's the guy that round and round and down on the bowl?
Now there's some fiddling.
Sure, yeah.
That's some real deal fiddling right there. And Fitzy can do exactly.
This is a little different. This is pop music.
This was his old band.
Yeah. This is...
Oh, y'all are just going to continue with it. What I wouldn't want to hear.
Well, this was Fitz's band. This was the band he was in.
He was in this is a huge song. There's like 170 million people on YouTube.
I want to hear Fitz solo. I don't need the singing.
I don't think he had a solo.
Are you telling me we'll have to hear this part before Fitzy starts up? Because I want to get straight into the Fitz part of the song.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He may not have been, in fairness, he may not have been with the band when this song was.
Oh, he was. That's 2010.
Y'all setting the brother up for failure. Playing that first.
That old, my God. Oh. That's crazy.
And it's been a while since they've had some songs, be straight. But since he left, they've gotten, I don't want to pick on the Ban Perry, but his career actually has gone up, I think, more than theirs. I think that's fair.
I'm telling you right now, Fitz is the next Greenberg.
And he's doing well.
Yes, he is. Anyway.
Next Reese Davis.
Thanks to Jason Fitz for joining us on the show today. We will come back. We will talk to Brian Scalabrine. We will talk to Brian Scalabrine about the NBA. He'll get his thoughts on the Grizzlies, on China maybe. Lots to get to with Brian Scalabrine. He's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
It's a scary good October in Memphis.
Fires a catch and shoot three, and he knocks it down. Ring it up, put three on the board for Jaren Jackson Jr. as Anderson flipped it to him.
We start off basketball in Memphis. The Grizzlies taking on the Miami Heat in the season opener. Wednesday night pregame starts at 6 p.m. after the Gary Parrish Show. Tip at 6:30 on 92.9 FM ESPN.
No, it's an alley-oop to Jaren Jackson Jr., and he flushes it home with two hands.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers, and every romance isn't the same, is it?
Well, just like every romance is different, every diamond is different, and that's what makes them unique and special, and that's why they're the ultimate symbol of love.
And you have all these different choices at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
Along with about 300 to 400 different engagement rings that are ready-made, ready to go. You can pick your own diamond at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can pick your own setting. We can put it together for you. So when you get down on one knee, she's going to give you a big yes.
And you have new choices in diamonds at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
It's called altar-created diamonds. And what those are, unlike traditional diamonds that are mined out of the earth, these are grown in a greenhouse.
So what's the difference?
It's chemically, optically, physically exactly the same. The only difference is it's 30% less expensive, so you can get a bigger, brighter diamond.
You've done it again, Howie.
No. You've done it again.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is still the best place to get engaged.
And remember, we've got free financing, and we've got something for anybody's budget. Four locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Is your business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and autopay. Offer ends 11/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Exxon and Mobil present How to Be Supremium. First, fill your tank with Exxon and Mobil's Supremium Fuel. New Synergy Supreme Plus. It keeps your engine 2 times cleaner for better gas mileage. Then get the rest of your car 2 times cleaner. My rims are so shiny they can be seen from space. I saw pictures. So clean your engine with new Exxon and Mobil Synergy Supreme Plus. It's supreme. It's premium. It's Supremium. Fill up today or go to Exxon.com for details.
Synergy Supreme Plus gas compared to Synergy regular gas and poor fuel injected engines. Benefits based on continuous use and may vary.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Scalabrini is a Radio.com Sports NBA insider. Insiders are always brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Brian has a brand new show out on Radio.com. Scal and Pal. Check it out on Radio.com/SCAL and on the Radio.com app. Just search Scal. He joins us now. Brian, what's up, man?
No, life's good, man. NBA season is about to kick off tomorrow. The guys got to be super excited. Even in Memphis, you know, like, what is Ja Morant? There's a lot of good things, a lot of storylines going around the NBA this year.
No doubt. How excited is China for the season kickoff in the NBA?
Great call, right? So, you know what? I talked to the Celtic owners about this and just talked to people who do business in China. And I guess what we're hearing is a lot of times when something like this comes out, the way to fix the situation isn't to come out and ask for an apology. It's to, you know, like kind of juice the government another 1% on this negotiation deal. So we'll have to keep our eye on that. Like, I know it's like, oh, the national pride and everything like that, but yeah. 1% goes a long way, but it's a couple $100 million.
It does. Listen, but we're gonna get off China. This is my last China question, but I do want to get your opinion on LeBron specifically, and just sort of the way that he handled it when he came out publicly and his comments. From your vantage point, what did you think of the way that LeBron handled the entire ordeal?
Sure. I know what he was saying. He was trying to be too smart in this situation. You know what he could have said? Hey, you know, Daryl Morey kind of put us in a messed up situation. He could have waited a week until all this China thing blew over so before he did the tweet. But he kind of like balanced the line of me and my teammates and politically, and you got to watch what you say. And so when he towed that line, it wasn't a clear-cut message. I know I get what LeBron was saying. He was saying, mm-hmm. you know, don't put us in a bad situation where we got to, like, deal with your firestorm. But the reality is, like, he stood up for so many things, you know, off-court issues.
Right.
Where, you know, you can make that argument at any time. So, I mean, I don't disagree with him. Like, you know, like, they're on a plane over to China. Daryl Morey says that tweet. Next thing you know, like, the Lakers are the ones that, and especially LeBron, right, the face of the NBA, they have to deal with the ramifications of this. But he could have just said that, like, that's it, and mm-hmm. he could have moved on. I think everything would have been fine, but he tried to take it one more step, and that was a big no-no.
Brian, how concerned are you about Zion? And maybe asking you how concerned you are is the wrong way to ask it. If you're a Pelicans fan, right, and you've shelled out money
sure.
for season tickets, and you know Anthony Davis is gone, and you're trying to get locked in on these guys, you saw how they treated him sort of in summer league where they took it real easy. Here you are at the beginning of the year, and he's going to miss at least no weeks. They've said it's not going to be – not serious at least right now. But would you be concerned just based on how big this kid is?
Yeah. Here's where I stand on Zion, right? Like, you know, everyone compares him to LeBron. He's not LeBron, as in LeBron is an unbelievable playmaker, decision maker, all that stuff, right? But where he can be like LeBron, and this is in the control of Zion Williamson, he can dedicate his whole life to developing his body. He mm-hmm. could watch what he eats. You know, LeBron goes on these things where he just eats vegetables and he slims down, and then he, like, gears up. And, you know, like, his commitment to his temple, which that's his body, his mind, is the type of commitment that Zion has to have.
Yeah.
It can't be, hey, man, I have a day off today. I want to go, to Beale Street and go out there. Or in Memphis, go to Beale Street and eat fried food. Like, he might not have that option. Like, he has to be committed to his body. To mm-hmm. me, he's 15 pounds heavy. And not in a way like he has to lose 15 pounds, but if he cleans up his diet, if he spends that time in the weight room and getting the body work he needs to do, and his body still looks like that, I'm fine with that. But I would say first, you know, he's got to clean up everything in his diet to take away probably 15 pounds, because it's not going to make him more athletic. It's going to allow him to have a more sustaining career.
Did you ever hit up the nightlife in Memphis, Brian?
Yeah, no question. I have Mississippi Brown Ale became my favorite beer when I was down
there.
It was like I never had a brown ale before, and every year I go down there, it's ribs and Mississippi Brown Ale for me. But listen, I lead up with a big-time workout, and I finish up with a big-time workout.
There you go. We are, of course, talking to Brian Scalabrine. You can check him out on radio.com, Scal and Pals. You brought up Ja Morant at the beginning of this interview. Obviously, we are really excited about him and also Jaren Jackson Jr. as well. I personally believe if you're sort of trying to determine who the face of the franchise is, and I know there's some difference of opinion in the city, but I think it's just Ja, because he's going to have the ball in his hand so much, and he's so explosive, and he's going to be dunking on people, at least trying to, right? What does success look like for him as a rookie point guard? You've been in this league. You know how long it can take certain guys. So how are we to measure Ja Morant as a rookie?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one. Like, I would probably take a look at De'Aaron Fox and his rookie year, and the way that he kind of, like, he wasn't great. He mm-hmm. was good. You could see the athleticism. I would check his shooting. You know, like, do you believe in his shot? Like, do you believe that from last year to this year, or from, you know, to, I guess, when did they open up? I think they opened up on Thursday or
Wednesday night.
Wednesday. So from Wednesday to, let's say, January 1st, like, are we seeing like a spike in improvement? Because if he can shoot the ball, then Ja Morant is like a borderline all-star. If he can't shoot the ball, then you're wondering, like, is he dominant enough athletically to dominate a league of a bunch of athletes? Mm-hmm. So shooting the ball would be something I would continue to look at. And then what type of plays does he make in these two situations? You know, game is close down the stretch. Obviously, everyone looks at that. But another one would be, when a team goes on a 6-0 run, 8-0 run in the NBA, you know, visiting team, on the road, or even at home, what does he do? What does his plays look like? Is he making, like, great drive and kick to a wide-open shooter, and you're like, all right, that should be a bucket if, you know, a lot of these guys improve? Is he turning the corner? Is he getting to the basket? Or is that moment a little bit too big for him. In my experience, the guys who become superstars, they really know how to handle those type of moments in the NBA. They're late in the game. They know how, and I would use like Rajon Rondo for an example. Rajon Rondo, he was on the team before the Celtics got good, before they got Garnett and Ray Allen, and he was as cool as it got. His rookie year in tough situations, like just things didn't bother him. And in my experience with superstars, whether it be Jason Kidd, Derrick Rose, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, like all these guys are not afraid of the moment. Is Ja Morant afraid of the moment or not? And you'll be able to tell that. Now, it doesn't mean he'll have success. It just means when you watch him play, is he making a play that you would see him making in 5 years from now? If that's the case, then you got somebody special.
What do you think Golden State falls in the West now with where they're at? Are they out?
Out of the playoffs. Yeah.
Steph Curry, with all due respect to your point about your answer, because I think I'm close to being with you, then there's no way Steph Curry can win an MVP despite what we think is going to be a monster season, right?
Yeah. I'm not buying that. Yeah. I mean, they're going to have like two or three guys on him. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, that's sustainable. Even like, so let's go back to that Houston game, right? Don't forget, Klay Thompson dominated the first half. I think Steph had 2 or 0, something like that. And then he goes off in the second half.
Uh-huh.
You know how unsustainable that is in the NBA to play at that level over the course of 82? Like, he knew there's like a fine line here. I got to beat Houston. I got to win this game five. So, I got to win this game six so we can move on. Like, those guys, I would never bet against those guys in those situations. Like, they just know how to handle with their back is against the wall. And when I say back against the wall, that's not Tuesday night in a regular season game. These guys, back against the wall is about to be eliminated, right? They have that ability. But that's, for a guy like Steph, that's unsustainable over the course of the entire NBA season, night in, night out, minute in, minute out, possession in, possession out. There's going to be guys that are running at him, and I get it. Like D'Angelo Russell, he's going to be able to carry a little bit of the load for you offensively. You know how much, like over the course of time, the Warriors have killed everybody, and they've turned the league upside down the last 4 years, and they're cocky, and they're shimmy-shaking and all that. There's some payback the NBA is going to give these
Agreed.
Guys. They're not going to let Steph Curry off the hook this season. I mean, we look at him, and I think he's a fantastic. I coached him. I think he's an unbelievable player, unbelievable, unbelievable worker, unbelievable human being. I don't think it's sustainable at his size after all these years of wear and tear. They're acting like he didn't just go to 5 finals in a row, man.
Right.
That takes a toll on you. And now people are going to be going at your head every single night, and you're not going to be able to hide behind Klay Thompson. That's a big task for him to take on. And if D'Angelo Russell was some stud defensively, I think I'd feel a little bit differently. But he might be worse than Steph.
Yeah. Scal, I am fascinated by what they have done in Houston. Two former MVPs coming together really in their primes of their careers and playing the same position. I mean, I know that they've done it before, but James Harden, frankly, was a different player when they did that. He's a point guard now, and we know that.
Mm-hmm.
How is this going to look? They're saying the right things right now. They're saying that they need each other, but like, I don't know. Like, this feels combustible to me. How do you see this going in Houston?
I got to know your background here. Have you played basketball on a high level? Like, you play college or anything? Like, any sports on a high level?
N-O, brother. N-O for the man that you're asking.
Did I ask the wrong question?
No, you asked the right question.
You required me to take a really inward look. You know?
Okay, no. But I'm only saying that because of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, from the outside in, if two people, like you just mentioned, that has the exact same scenario you're talking about, and they don't know each other and they don't like each other, it is combustible. But these guys are boys. Like, they've been friends for a while.
Yep.
And the whole league is already, like, started the narrative of it ain't going to work, it ain't going to work. Like, you were saying that. Other people are saying that. So just the simple fact that in 1 year they want to make it work, I doubt it's combustible. I really do. Because when players like this want something to work, they could push their ego aside. Like, it worked a little bit with James Harden and Chris Paul, and then James Harden got sick of Chris Paul, and then it didn't work anymore, right? I think these guys are on the same page, so I think it will work. But if you just, like, in a box, looked at it from a basketball standpoint, I think there's a little bit of that. But remember, about 100 possessions in a game. So even, like, you know, James Harden, even if he had 60 possessions with the ball in his hand, that's still like 40 for Russ. They'll stagger themselves a little bit.
Yep.
And it is as clear as day for everybody that James Harden is the best player. Like, he's a better player than Russell Westbrook. So I think see Russ having to kind of take a backseat to James. And I think James Harden will throw him a bone a few times. Hey, go ahead, do your thing. You know, like,
right.
I got the tougher defender, you got the weaker defender. Go ahead, go to work. Like, let's destroy that guy. It's like it's your world. So I can see it working this year.
Yeah, you know, I'm curious. I love what Denver's doing. They're going to have the cohesiveness. I do wonder, do they have the firepower, the sort of star power to stay ahead of the Clippers, the Lakers, the sort of guys we've seen be sort of picked as the favorites in the West? Can Denver stay up at the top, Brian? What do you think?
Yeah, good question. I think they'll be a good regular season team.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to win there. They move around. The altitude comes into play during the regular season. But think of it this way. Let's say Anthony Davis and LeBron, let's say they go on coast mode, you know, load management this whole season. Let's say they're a 6 seed.
Yeah.
And now you're playing Denver, who's a 3 seed. And Denver had a great regular season. Mm-hmm. They won a bunch of games. Like, are you really picking Denver over LeBron?
Nope.
I don't think I would. No. So as good as they will be in the regular season, it will all come down to the mighty matchup in the West. Like, who can they beat? Who can they not? And I don't know if they're beating any of those dynamic wing, which is LeBron, Kawhi Leonard, mm-hmm. Paul George. I'm not sure they're beating them. So I think it is imperative for Denver to be unbelievable during the regular season, get a 1 seed, because I feel like the 8 seed in the West is going to be a team that's kind of sneaking in there, that they can beat that team. But after that, I see them being an X. I just can't see them beating the Clippers. I can't see them beating the Lakers. So I do think they'll be a good regular season team, because they're a fun team to watch.
Yep.
To watch, and it's hard to win in Denver. It just is. Like, you go out there and you start playing, and it becomes foggy. Like, you know, two quarters in, all of a sudden, everything you used to think would work, it doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Brian, man, we appreciate the time as always. I'm
going
to go cry myself to sleep in the corner, but we appreciate the time as always.
Thanks,
man,
for making him look at himself, Brian. Thank you.
Check yourself, fool.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate it, man.
You got it, man. I'll see you guys.
Yep, he is Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Brian Scalabrine. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Again, check out the new show, Scal and Pals, on Radio.com/SCAL and on the Radio.com app. Just search Scal. Yeah, that was a moment.
I had folks over the weekend tell me, the way you took a dump on JV, on junior varsity last week, let them know you ain't never played any kind of organized sports.
I did play organized
sports.
Great
things happen in JV, and that's usually on the way to varsity.
That's what people that can't make varsity say.
Not true.
From the man that plays in the church league.
That's what people who, I mean, listen.
No.
Listen.
Scalabrine just kind of ended it, didn't he?
Do people go to JV games? Do parents even attend those
games?
Yes.
Yes, a lot of times they schedule them before
varsity. What do they say? My kid is 18 years old. He's playing JV. Like, at some point, isn't there like a, you know, got to give it up, man?
I mean, you really let him. Any chance he played college? No, not a chance. He played Scalabrine. Not a chance.
But my point still stands, though. I don't know why that question was relevant to my question.
Because ballers realize that game recognizes game, John, and that it's going to work out.
Oh,
that's
so no
people
so,
that
so,
have played the game.
So every,
that's what he was trying to tell you. As
so
a matter
every
of fact.
Every so, every pair has worked in the history of the NBA.
Even if you've only played at the JV level, we understand that is what he was trying to tell you, John.
So every pair in the NBA has worked in history.
It's the same point I was making to you last week.
Everybody thought Kobe and Steve Nash and Dwight Howard was going to work too, didn't they? Everybody thought that was going to be one of the greatest teams ever assembled. That thing was a mess. 12 games into the season, they disbanded that thing.
Well, that's because Dwight.
I'm just saying,
mess.
Everybody thought that was going to work. They're all like, man, they're awesome. They got a new Shaq. They got Steve Nash. How is that not going to work? So, let's not sit here and act like just because you get talented people in the same backcourt that it's just going to work. You know, I mean, again, I'm sure it will, in the sense that, like, yes, they're going to win a lot of games, of course. But, like, long-term and championship.
What time y'all hooping over Woodland for?
Do I think that? Do I think that? I mean, yeah, I don't know. I have questions
6:30.
About that.
What time
usually we go a little later than that. It goes about 8:30.
Hey, bring the tights. Bring those tights, bro.
I will. I don't care. Like, it is impossible for me to be offended about this. Like,
no, you're not offended, and you should look the part.
You know, I mean, no, it ain't got to do. It's compression, bro.
Sorry, I thought they were
compression
tights.
For what? For a big night?
These nuts, man.
Yeah, tight ones.
Oh, we're not under your skin at all, man. Bringing up them little balls. Let's move on.
Don't get the Monday blues. Head on over to Elbow for Burger Monday. That's Elbow's big half-pound juicy classic cheeseburger with lettuce, tomato, and dill pickles on a toasted ciabatta bun for only $5.95. That's right, $5.95. Plus, $3 house margaritas all day and Monday night football. Burger Mondays at Elbow. It's a whole lot to love. Elbow, 2021 Madison, just west of Overton Square.
Hey, roofers, have a big job coming up? The Home Depot has all the quality GAF roofing shingles and accessories to help you get it done. And for a limited time, save 10% on GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and take an extra 20% off when you buy in bulk. You have jobs to do. We'll help you complete them with GAF Royal Sovereign shingles for 10% off. All other in-stock shingles are also eligible for 20% off bulk pricing. Available at the Home Depot.
How you doing, people? And if you're in the market for a new Chevy car, truck, or SUV, new or pre-owned, see my guys at All Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch. They will treat you like a star. It's simple as ABC. A is the All Star Challenge to beat any written offer from any Mid-South dealer, or they buy you a tank of gas. B, better buying experience. They value your time and make it quick. C, customer care. They want you to be an All Star family member for this car or truck and all the other ones you'll ever need. And before you head to All Star and Olive Branch, check out the inventory at allstarautogroup.com. Silverados, Equinox, Traverse, Impala, Camaro. They have all you ever need with the best Chevy lineup ever. So don't go to Collierville, the Pike, or South Haven. Find new roads to Olive Branch and All Star Chevrolet. Minutes from anywhere in Memphis, or go to allstarautogroup.com. Just mention you heard about them on this station and you'll get a Malco movie gift card when you test drive any All Star Chevy you want.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Sponsored by Account Temps. Overworked? Understaffed? Facing unexpected turnover? Account Temps provides highly skilled temporary professionals exactly when you need them most. From payroll managers and bookkeepers to senior accountants, Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
At 45 Germantown is where I work out. It's where you should work out too. Brad Carson works out there. All of Memphis is basically working out at F45 Germantown. Why? Because they're different. You get results. It's challenging and it's fun. I think one of the things for me, I was sort of on the search for a perfect gym. I'd think I'd find one, and a month in, I'd get bored because it'd be the same thing. It'd be treadmills. It'd be weights. It'd just be the same thing every single day. At F45 Germantown, that is never the case. Every single day, you're going to be doing a different workout. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday are cardio. Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday are going to be strength. So you're mixing it up. You are keeping it different, keeping it challenging, and you're going to get results. I love working out at F45 Germantown. And one of the things I got going on right now is their 8-week challenge. It is awesome. During the last challenge that they had a guy gain 3.3 pounds of muscle. Another had a 28% change in body fat percentage, and another lost 31 pounds. So it really is true. You're going to get results out at F45 Germantown. To get started, just text the word free to 901-421-6087. It is worth the try. Trust me, you are going to love it. So get started on your fitness journey. Just text the word free to 901-421-6087.
So, guys, how many of you are guilty of using your wife or your girlfriend's shampoo in the shower? Quite a few, I imagine. Have you considered the importance of using a product designed for your hair? Yes, men's hair. After all, your hair is different. Dove Men Plus Care has created a hair care range designed to fortify men's hair and give it the care it needs to stay strong and healthy. Do your family and your hair a favor and get your own products. Dove Men Plus Care for stronger, more resilient hair. Available at Walmart.
Landers Auto Sales, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's exactly where you need to go. Why? Because they have the best team in Memphis. They got one of the widest selections in the Mid-South area. They got them all. They got large SUVs. They got small SUVs. They got compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, whatever it is you need, they got you out there on the lot. Price starting at just $29.90. The car buying process, it should be fun. It should be an exciting time. It shouldn't be stressful. You shouldn't be all anxious about it, and you never will be down at Landers. It's going to be a good time. You're going to have fun, and you're going to get the car that you are looking for. So go on down, visit my friends at Landers. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can check them out on the web at LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers, and every romance isn't the same, is it?
Well, just like every romance is different, every diamond is different, and that's what makes them unique and special, and that's why they're the ultimate symbol of love.
And you have all these different choices at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
Along with about 300 to 400 different engagement rings that are ready-made, ready to go, you can pick your own diamond at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can pick your own setting. We can put it together for you. So when you get down on one knee, she's going to give you a big yes.
And you have new choices in diamonds at Robert Irwin Jewelers, don't you?
It's called alter-created diamonds, and what those are, unlike traditional diamonds that are mined out of the earth, these are grown in a greenhouse.
So what's the difference?
It's chemically, optically, physically exactly the same. The only difference is it's 30% less expensive, so you can get a bigger, brighter diamond.
You've done it again, Howie.
No. You've done it again.
Robert Irwin Jewelers is still the best place to get engaged.
And remember, we've got free financing, and we've got something for anybody's budget. Four locations or online at rijewelers.com.
It's home buying season, and Orion has the home mortgage you're looking for. Visit orionfcu.com and start your home buying process today. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too.
So I'm sure you've heard me talk about Dr. Keith Amadeo, Collierville weight loss. He's the best in Memphis, and he's batting 1,000 when it comes to the weight loss game. Collierville Weight Loss now has a brand new body contouring laser light program. He's going to use that with most of his weight loss programs, and there are a ton of things that are great about it. There's no downtime, so they're not going to be spending weeks recovering. There's no pain. That's important. And you're going to reduce inches fast, which is the goal in the end. So what are you waiting for? Get started. If you want a no-charge evaluation, right now really is the time to get started. There's no crazy diets. There's no surgery. There's no pills. No excessive exercise. Call today, 901-221-8964. Just mention my name, John Martin, to get 10% off. That's 901-221-8964. We're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And what I would say is that all balls matter. Jason, just in the event that there was ever any kind of confusion about that, on that side of the table over there.
Zero
you,
on this
you lost your Christian identity for a moment.
Not at all.
But anyway, thanks to Brian Scalabrini for joining us on the show, as always. Let's do that thing we do.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
You might think I'm leaving watching Bluff City Law. I'll leave that to y'all.
Damn.
I'm going to be finishing up Aladdin. Okay?
Aladdin.
And I'm speaking of this, John, the Will Smith Aladdin.
The new Aladdin.
You had dogged out Will Smith a little bit, if I remember correctly, in your review of Aladdin back when it actually came out. Y'all know I get to movies like months later. Mm-hmm. You dogged out Will. You said he wasn't as good as Robin Williams. And while that's probably true and maybe even accurate and fair and all that, when Robin was a great Aladdin, I thought Will was pretty good. And I liked the entire thing. Didn't get a chance to see it all, but I got it for a little CJ over the weekend. He's watched all 2 hours of this thing. That might be a little too long.
Yeah.
I got to watch the other hour tonight, so I'll be watching a blue Aladdin tonight on my on-demand, John.
Apparently, the Bluff City Law tonight, the plot line at 9 o'clock on WMC TV5 is Sydney and Elijah are helping a 12-year-old girl find justice for a failed levee system, which flooded her town. So it's another farm-type story. Plus, Della and Anthony fight for an old blues musician's song rights.
They need to help each other get some higher ratings.
To be honest, that sounds like the most boring hour of television. I mean,
they just go for these cliched, like, sort of
fight for your song rights, man. Like, I just, I'm, it, that ain't, this ain't it, Chief. You know, I mean, I would honestly, like, to me, not to get off on a tangent, but to reiterate something that we've already said, I think Taco Meat has never been more right about anything on this show than he was about Bluff City Law. People do, unfortunately, just like to see carnage, right? They want crime. Yeah. That's, I mean, there are only, I don't know, 6 million true crime documentaries on Netflix, right? That's mm-hmm. because that's what people want to see. Mm-hmm. Law and Order, SVU, right. You know, those are the shows that are successful. CSI, it usually it involves a murder. It involves, you know, assault,
sex,
you know,
something there.
You know, yeah. I, unfortunately, like,
100%.
It's like when you drive past a car crash, like, you just can't help but look, right?
And you've already picked your sort of courtroom doc, courtroom dramas already with Bull and all these other
things. I mean, nobody's out there, like, this is something, it feels like going to law school. You know, it's like, nobody, like, wants to know about the minutia of, you know, levees breaking and, you know, like, that's, like, that doesn't appeal to people, unfortunately, because the common person doesn't give a damn.
Right.
Everybody can understand murder.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody gets that. Like, somebody dies. Yeah. Somebody kills somebody. You know, so I actually do think if they would have just, and again, maybe that was something they were conscious of. We don't want to continue to give a bad rap to Memphis, you know, because there's First 38. Yeah. We already said. So I also understand that, too, and maybe we wouldn't have liked that, you know?
Are you guys into Monday Night Football at all? They got the Patriots and the Jets tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Sam Darnold's back at quarterback for the Jets. I mean, that certainly was what I was going to check out tonight. You know, I do find myself watching Monday Night Football, even if I don't have a rooting interest in it, just because I don't know what else to do. But, yeah, I mean.
Name me the other team in the AFC that's got a chance besides the Patriots.
The Ravens?
Nobody.
I guess they're next up. Now, you know, with KC feeling like,
you somebody.
That's what I want. NFC feels so, I mean, there's like 3-4 teams you can pick from. Feels fun watching it. AFC feels like it's done already. It feels like handed to the Pats.
Now,
Jets can play.
Real quick on the Ravens, I saw a guy who I used to play basketball
with. That's a good win going to Seattle and getting that win, though. You got to admit that.
Yeah. Great
for Lamar, no doubt.
No doubt. I saw a guy on my Facebook friends who I used to play basketball with. He said one of the most erroneous and ridiculous things I've seen said on Facebook, and I've seen quite a few. But he said that Lamar Jackson is more electrifying than Michael Vick. And I just think we've forgotten.
Dude, he's pretty electric.
He is.
Dude, he's electric when he's yelling at a lineman for not snapping a ball quick
People
enough.
People forget Michael Vick was stupid.
I know how fast
good,
Vick
though.
Was. I'm not downing Vick. That was.
Because Vick was a better thrower.
It felt like Vick was changing the game.
He did change the game.
I'm watching Lamar, and I'm not feeling that yet. I'm surprised at how sustainable this has been, but I don't feel the changing the game yet.
Mike Vick paved the way for Lamar Jackson.
Oh, I know about that. That's
you know what
for
I mean?
Sure.
That just is what it is. I mean, I don't know if there will ever be a quarterback more electric than Michael Vick in his prime.
I've still been impressed by this kid.
Especially on Madden. All right, we got to get out of here. Our show is always presented to you by the Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the show today. Thanks to Jason Fitz. Thanks to Brian Scala. Brini. That is going to do it for us today. Mark Giannotto and Jeffrey Ryder up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Ja Morant.
Ja Morant, number 2 overall selection, comes to the foul line. Little step through move around Mahook is good with a little left-handed finger roll.
Jaren Jackson Jr.
Fires a catch and shoot 3 and he knocks it down.
Young and hungry. The Memphis Grizzlies eat here. 92.9 FM ESPN.
You can win a trip to the Super Bowl in the $150,000 NFL Pick'em promotion at Horseshoe Tunica. September 3rd through December 29th. Select your free pick every Tuesday through Sunday for a chance to win a share of $5,000 weekly. Be one of the top 10 guests at the end of the regular season and receive a share of $65,000 in prizes with the top prize of 2 tickets to Super Bowl 54 and $20,000 in cash.
Horseshoe Tunica, official sponsor of the NFL. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4720.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment.
Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Spencer here with ATC Fitness. We have exciting news. All premium members of ATC Fitness now have access to our newly added hydro massage lounges. That's right, for only $25 a month, you'll have access to 18 state-of-the-art facilities, access to tanning, and now access to the best massage unit on the market. Come in today and relax with a free demo. You deserve it. Don't forget, you can also sign up online, atcfitness.com. ATC Fitness, exercise your right to look good.
Hottest in the game, ain't nothing to it, world class, I'm a cut above the rest.
Now that Human Resources Director Fernando Pino has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, he's completely crushing it. He even has his own hype song.
Hottest in the game, ain't nothing to it, world class,
supporting our entire workforce. Everyone has different hours, skill sets, and pay grades.
I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top, top, I'm gonna rise up. Now we are
motivating and engaging our people every step of the way.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.